These two Talmid Chachamim bring her up to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. This is the Sanhedrin of 71 that sits in the Lishkas HaGazus. And the Beis Din HaGadol try to scare her just like they try to scare Edom that are coming to be made that somebody is Chayav Misa. As we want to scare her and provoke her to admit that she was Baal Him, so that way we do not have to erase Hashem's name in the water. And also, if she admits, she will save herself from dying, Ayidei the Mayim Hamar. The Beis Din tells her, Biti, harbe yayin oisa, my daughter, a lot wine can do to cause a person to degrade herself, so maybe you have some sort of an excuse. This will provoke her to admit it. Harbe tchoik oisa, a lot leitzanis can do to cause a person to degrade herself. Harbe yaldis oisa, a lot youth can do also to cause you to be bald, this person. Harbe shcheinim haram oisa, also a lot bad neighbors can do to influence a person to be over on this avera. Asi lishmo hagadol shenichta b'kedusha shelo yimacha al amayim. Do your part that the great name of Hashem that was written b'kedusha should not be erased in the water, meaning please admit that you were Baal Him in order that we should not have to erase Hashem's name in the mayim hamarim. V'oimrim lefaneha advarim she'ena kedai lishoimon hi v'chol mishpachas beis aviyah. And we say in front of her and the rest of her family that might be there things that she is not right to hear, and the mishpacha is also not right to hear these things about tzaddikim that admitted about averes that they did, such as Yehuda who admitted about the mice of Tamor, such as Ruvain that admitted about the mice of Bilha. That way when she hears that tzaddikim also did averes and were moda afterwards, she also will be moda that she was over on this aver. If she admits and she says that she is tmeya, she was nivela to that person, her ksuba is broken, meaning that we write a receipt to the husband which says that she was mizana and she lost her ksuba, and then she goes out, meaning the husband will then divorce her. But if she continues to insist that she is tahira, malinoiso lishara mizrach shah pesach shar nakin, we bring her to the eastern shar of the Beit HaMikdash, which is by the doorway of the Shar Nekena, which is the shar in between the Ezer Yisrael and the Ezer Nashim. As originally she was in the Lishkas HaGazus, which is the top of the Har Abayim. And then we bring her down to the outside Shar HaMizrach of the Beit HaMikdash, then we bring her back up to the Shar HaMizrach, Shar Pesach, Shar Nekena. As the reason we bring her all the way down to the outside eastern shar of the Beit HaMikdash first is in order to tire her out. Then, when she gets real tired, maybe she'll slip up and admit that she is tmeah. And after that, we bring her back up to the Shar Mizrach, which is in between the Ezer Yisrael and the Ezer Nashim. Shasham Mashkin is a Soitoi, some Matarim, it's a Yoldoi, some Matarin, et Amitur. By this Shar, Shal Pesach Shar and a Kainer, that's where we give the Sotos to drink, as the Pasuk said, Lefnei Hashem. So we have to bring her up as close to the Azor as possible. And over there we are Mitari Yaldos. Yaldos that bring a korban after they finish Yimei Tahara. They have to stand over their korban, and that is the din that somebody that brings a korban stands over their korban. And since the Yaldos is still considered Tameh until she brings her korban, she can't enter the Azara herself. So she stands by this shar. And that's where Mitzoram also become Tar. As Mitzoram, when they bring their korbanot, they have to put Dam on their Bahonos. And they cannot enter the Azara to do so, so therefore they stand in this shar. Now the shar itself is not considered part of the Azara, so they can stand over there. And from there they stretch their hands into the Azara, which is a Bia B'miksas, it's a partial entrance to the Azara, which would be mutter for a Mitzara, even though he is not yet completely tar. And at that point the Kohen puts on the Dam onto his thumb, as they cannot take the Dam of the Ashram, which is put on the Bahonos of the Mitzara outside of the Azara, so therefore he must partially enter his bahonos into the azor. The kohen oches v'gadal, and nikru nikru and nifrimu nifrimu. The kohen takes hold of her clothes by the collar, then he pulls. If the clothes rip, that's okay. And if they rip in a number of places, that's also okay. Achahu magalis liba, until her leg is uncovered. V'saiser esara. And the kohen also undoes her hair, as the pasuk says, upara es rosh ha'isha. Rabbi Yehuda Haimeim Haya Liba Na Lo Haya Megaleo Vim Haya Sara Na Lo Haya Seisra. Rabbi Yehuda says that if her lave looks nice, the coin should not uncover it. And if her hair looks nice, the coin should not undo it. as we are afraid that the young kohanim that are standing nearby, when they see that she looks nice, if she does not die, i.e. the mayim hamarim, they might start up with her. So therefore, if she looks nice, it's better that we should not uncover her.